The new post-production, visual effects, and animation company Empire Visual Effects will be housed in Buffalo's Trimaine Center. The business is partnering with Damon College's International Center for Excellence in Animation. Chair of the department, Dr. Laura Summer, says their certificate training program will ready students for employment at the visual effects company and elsewhere.
I love the idea of creating opportunities for students that I'm very familiar with and I work with on a daily basis, that are interested in working creatively.
This month, the governor's office even announced that $4.5 million will be allocated to the partnership through the Billion to Buffalo initiative. Summer says those funds will be used for all the technological tools they need to do visual effects that are used in every television show, commercial, and movie.
If there's a lack of continuity in a film, like 2 days they shoot the same scene, but there's one tie worn in one film and then the next day they use a different tie, you can take that tie out and replace it with the correct one. You can change the lighting, you can change the color. Lines are removed from actors and actresses' faces. If something appears on screen that wasn't supposed to be there, it can be removed. All of those things need to be tweaked in post-production.
Ben Porcari, who runs the animation company IBC Digital in the city, has signed on as managing partner of the new venture. Porcari has worked on film projects such as Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, Choo Choo Soul on the Disney Channel, the Reese's Puffs commercials, and more. He says local interns will have the opportunity to work on projects like those as well.
Having internship opportunities and also the mentoring opportunities will allow the students to see the end target at the beginning and be able to have a better focus on what they want to focus on. What skills do they want to develop? What aspects of the career are they most passionate about? Because there are so many different ways that you can contribute and so many different skill sets that branch off of the introductory skill sets.
Video editor Greg Lintkowski says education and employment in the animation industry weren't an option in Western New York when he first started out. Lintkowski left Buffalo to go to college in Virginia in the late 80s and worked in Chicago for years before he was able to return here for work. He's now with Empire Visual Effects.
Most times, in order to succeed in your field, you definitely have to leave the state. You have to go somewhere else to get your start. And it's nice that for somebody just graduating, they actually have some other options now. Staying in their hometown, that's awesome. And doing what you love doing, that's even better.
Lintkowski talks about what it would have been like if similar educational and career opportunities had existed when he was starting out.
It would be really interesting if I were to do this all over again. You know, I could actually stay here and get my start without ever leaving the state.
Lintkowski says he's positive that the future of animation and visual effects in upstate New York is very bright. And recently they've taken on major commercial projects for the Cleveland Cavaliers, Tops Friendly Markets, and Tiger Street Football. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hassett for the Innovation Trail.